So, guess what? It's time again for the May Wild West Show, the podcast where we tell the hedonistic adventures of myself, my husband, Mr. West, and my friends in the modern American Wild West. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain region, where it's usually so damn cold that we've got nothing better to do than fuck from October till March. This is the show where we tell the stories of our sometimes reckless, usually sexy, probably awkward, and always thrilling lives. My name is, of course, May Wild West, and I'm a trophy wife, embarrassing mom, the loudest person pretty much anywhere, and a member of a super secret squirrel shit naughty club. Shh. My husband and I swing. Sometimes hot wife, but mostly just enjoy spending time with our friends and having kinky sex. My entire life, I've had a tendency to get myself into some amazing adventures and sticky situations. Partially because my curiosity gets me into trouble, and partially because my motto is, I'll try anything for science. Once. Probably twice. But if you're going to follow the scientific method, at least three times. The stories we share will be sexy, spicy, and completely inappropriate for kids. Think sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a load of laundry. As always, this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional or even good advice. Now, let's full send into today's episode and guess what I did? Totally chicken the fuck out. Big chicken. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to start off with apologizing for the fact that I did not get this put out on Tuesday. We started out with computer problems on Monday, and by Monday afternoon, I had the flu, and I've done nothing but sleep ever since. So I finally got this finished, edited this morning, and I'm going to get it out to you guys as soon as I possibly can. So today's episode is about being adventurous in the lifestyle. For as much as everybody talks about how the lifestyle is open and welcoming and a non-judgmental group of people, they're still people. And they still, and I guess I would say Mr. West and myself included, still are going to judge people. And the reason why you're going to judge people is because you are literally trying to decide if you want that person to touch your naughty bits or not. And well, you should be judgy, because deciding who it is that you're going to have sex with is kind of a big decision and shouldn't always just be a, why the fuck not? However, part of the fun of this is being adventurous and being able to try new things without the fear that the PTA is going to find out and then they are going to blacklist your kid. The downside of the judgy part of the lifestyle and swinging is that because we have all spent most of our lives trying to get into a normal, quote unquote, normal relationship, we still have some of those old hang-ups, like, well, I don't want to tell this person this thing because then they won't find me attractive, or they won't want to have sex with me, or they won't want to hook up with me, or they won't want to date me, at least for Mr. West and I. We already have found that one person who we're going to spend the rest of our lives with. All we're looking for now is people to play with, people to have fun with, people to fuck. We're not looking for long-term, lasting relationships, which some people do when they're in the lifestyle, and we would love to make friends, but it's not our first thing we're looking for. So we shouldn't be as concerned about what other people in the lifestyle are going to think about what our fantasies and our desires are, because if we don't match up, then we shouldn't want to be with them, or we shouldn't want to go play with them because their kinks don't match up with our kinks. And because of that, we should care a whole lot less about whether or not somebody is going to yuck our yum. So I have an example of this. Every year, my husband and I go to Sturgis. We're able to go up for the night, hang out, have a good time, and then just go home. So going up to Sturgis is not something that's a big, huge expense or a big, huge ordeal. One of the things we like to do when we go up to the Sturgis Rally is go to the Glencoe Campground, which isn't as wild and crazy as, say, the Chip, but it is definitely a lot wild and crazier than downtown. One of the things that Glencoe has is a portion of the campground is called Titty Alley, and it is all these camp spots along this one, I guess, road, and on either side, people set up their camp areas. And those camp areas are decorated with different themes, and some of them have bars they have built, and it is just extravagant. It's crazy. They bring in couches. They've got carnival games that, you know, involve boob groping, and they have all kinds of crazy shit. It's a good time. And then they hand out Mardi Gras beads to people who flash. Well, okay, to mostly women who flash. And it's just, it's a crazy party. There are people walking around naked, like full on. There's a guy who walks around naked wearing a hat. That's all he wears. All the women don't have shirts on or very little shirts. I had so many beads, I didn't have to wear a shirt. It was like a Where's Waldo situation. And it's a good time. And there actually is one camp area that is all swingers that get together every year. They've been really nice. There's a couple of people who are the heads of that. There's one lady who my husband and I call the chamber director for the swinger campground. She lets everybody know what's going on and where everybody should meet and get together and make sure that you get to know people. They're really friendly people. We met a pile of people there. In fact, some people that we still talk to on a regular basis. Glencoe's wild, though. And there's something around Sturgis where everybody expects you to do outrageous and crazy things. And we were all standing around, dancing, flashing people, hanging out, getting to know some people, when I looked over to the side and there was this tent with a light behind it. And there were two people in the tent having sex, and you could see the whole silhouette of everything they were doing. And of course, in my head, I was like, oh, that's hot. That's sexy. That fulfills all that whole like exhibitionist kink thing I got going on right now. And one of the husbands was like, hey, you guys should go do that. You guys should go try that out. And of course, I got super embarrassed, turned 16 shades of red. My husband laughed, was like, oh, you want to go do it, hun? And I did, but I just couldn't admit it in front of everybody. Because I still in my head was like, I want these people to like me, so I don't want to do anything so wild and crazy that they're going to be like, oh, look at her. She's just too much. She's over the top. What a whore. And I mean, seriously, like, this is where my head's at. I am at a place where these people have all showed up to spend 14 days having a Bacchanalian orgy and festival, and I'm worried about whether or not they think that I'm too big of a whore or I'm too big of a... And here I am worried that these people are going to think that there's something wrong with me because I want to participate in an activity that they created. Okay, well, maybe this group of people didn't actually create the tent, but it doesn't matter. The point is I stopped myself from doing something that I thought looked like fun and that definitely got my motor running because I was concerned about what everybody else thought and whether or not they were going to judge me. I obviously should have brought my Batman mask to Sturgis, and then I would have been able to try out the silhouette tent. And since that time period, I have sat here and thought and been like, next time, I'm totally doing that. I am not going to let what other people think of me stop me from going and doing something that I think looks like a good time. And besides that, we probably would have put on a hell of a good show. The other thing that's at Sturgis that I'm pretty sure I'm never going to get up the guts to try is there's a wall that's a glory hole. And any woman, I don't think they do a lot of men at Sturgis behind the glory hole, but any woman can go back behind it and give all the guys that they want to blowjobs. Okay, at Sturgis, there will be no random blowjobs in a glory hole because there are not enough showers taken. Just saying, not enough showers. Not as much concerned about whether or not people are going to think I'm a hoe. More concerned about whether or not that shit's been washed recently. Fantasies are a positive thing. Everybody needs to have fantasies because fantasies are how you figure out what's your yum and what's your yuck. And one of the best ways to figure out what your fantasies are is to watch porn. Personally, I'm all about the amateur porn. I want to watch amateur real people, wives especially, doing the things that I would possibly want to do. I mean, I'm not watching the porn where the stepmom gets stuck in the dryer. As funny as that is, and I have stepsons, and it kind of creeps me out. But fantasies are important. For me, I break my fantasies down between three kinds. There are sexy fantasies, dirty fantasies, and fantasies that might give you an STD. Okay, yeah, also sounds judgy, but reality has consequences, and sometimes those consequences are STDs. And when I'm talking about sexy fantasies, I mean fantasies that most people in the room would find sexy. And when I say the room, I mean the swinger club and not the library. For example, I have one where a single guy tries to pick up on me at a bar. I went up to go get drinks or something for the husband and I. And then he asks me to dance and we rub up on each other and grope and it's a good time. And then we all go back to our hotel room and fuck like spider monkeys in heat. Mm-hmm. Throw a little DP in there, maybe some anal, and then you're getting it pretty spicy. As much as I would love being the center of a May Wild West sandwich, it's not exactly the adventurous fantasies that live rent-free in my brain, and I have such a hard time articulating to my husband, or anyone else for that matter. The next kind of fantasies are the dirty fantasies, and those, in my mind, lean more towards creating a scene or role-playing. Like, for example, I have one where it's a gangbang that starts out with my husband and his quote-unquote buddies, like playing poker or watching a game, and I'm bringing around drinks and sandwiches and something kind of revealing, and they just can't help themselves but ravage me there, right on the poker table. I would say another one that lives in the realm of dirty fantasies would be the silhouette tent thing at Sturgis. And they're not really even that dirty of fantasies. Yeah, maybe a little bit gritty, maybe a little bit more than the average person is into, or not, I don't know. My biggest problem has always been shutting off my mom's voice in my head saying, good girls don't do stuff like that. Now, good girls probably don't do the stuff that's in sexy fantasies either, but generally, sexy fantasies involve sexy, lacy lingerie, and dirty fantasies involve leather, or at least ripped nylons. Those are also the fantasies that I know I should not tell my understanding, even vanilla friends, because they're going to be a little much for them. And the last set of fantasies could possibly give you an STD fantasies. And those are the really embarrassing ones. Problem with the possibly could give me an STD type of dirty fantasies is that it's not something you probably should do in real life in that gritty, dirty, I saw it on Pornhub kind of way. When I think of these kind of fantasies, I'm thinking of the like dogging where there's the random blowjobs, possibly sex with somebody that you've never even talked to before in the parking lot, or the whole glory hole in a seedy adult arcade type fantasies. They're not that safe to happen in the way that you see them on porn, because porn is not reality. You can take and change them so that they are more safe, sane, and you're mitigating the whole risk of getting an STD. But in the fantasy, the dirty, gritty part is kind of what makes it hot. But when you say that and you analyze it, you just said the chance of getting an STD from giving a dirty old man a blowjob is hot. And who the hell wants to say that out loud to somebody? I just did. Shit. And that leads to the next point, is just because I said out loud, that's hot, that is getting my panties wet, does not mean that I actually want to go out necessarily and do it in real life. Or I necessarily want to do it in real life like that, where it's not safe. Because if you don't do it safely, then you won't get to continue to do it. So you can be honest about, this is what turns me on, this is hot, this is sexy, without necessarily having that fear that somebody is going to make you go do that thing. So, now that I've put on my Batman mask, admitted to my deepest, darkest, dirtiest fantasies, we're going to talk about blackout bingo. I don't know if you remember this from when you were a kid in school, or the bingo hall for that matter, but blackout bingo is where you have to get some mark, so we have to mark every single square on a bingo card. Now, how does that have anything to do with sex? This is how. I have a friend who is very into first responders, and she likes to show her appreciation for those first responders sexually. And she's marked off deputies and police officers and firefighters and EMTs. And the plan is for her to fill in her blackout bingo card with one first responder for each square from each, all from different departments. So 24 different first responders from 24 different departments, which I thought was hysterical. And she was laughing at me because I was making plans to meet with some gentlemen. My husband and I were going to meet with some gentlemen from down in Texas and have ourselves a weekend-long fuckfest. And these gentlemen actually happened to be from, they were genetically from India, physically from Texas. And she joked that I should do a bingo card about guys from all different kinds of places or different races. But I think that it's more fun to have a blackout bingo card that is all different adventures. So what I did was I made a list of 140 different adventures that I could come up with. Sort of like everybody else's bucket list. On the list, there's absolutely never, already did it, and fantasy. So you take and you mark off on all of them, which box would you never do it, absolutely do it, already did it, or it's just a fantasy. And then you pick 24 of them and you make a bingo card. And I have the links to all of this stuff on my website, and it will have the files and the instructions. And the idea is you make your own bingo card of 24 things that you or you and your spouse or you and your partner want to do sexually. And then as you make bingos, you know, five across or diagonally, or you actually get your whole blackout bingo, then you give yourself a prize. I have some that are random that I already made. And then I also have a blank one for you to be able to put your own in. The sexual adventures are probably going to be more geared towards women or towards couples, just because that's the first thing I think of. But there are plenty of adventures for anybody, no matter what your orientation or your gender is. Okay, so go to the website, and that's will be in the show notes, and there will also be links to the website and the blackout bingo cards on my social media, Instagram and Facebook, for sure. You can also find the website from any one of my social media. And in the podcast episodes, there will be the links to the blackout bingo cards and the blackout bingo adventure list, and check that out. Speaking of social media, make sure you subscribe and check out my social media for more stories, fun, and ways to join in on the fun. The May Wild West show is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. You can also send emails to me at maywildwest@gmail.com. And I also have an Instagram and a Reddit page, which are at May Wild West. And my website link is in the podcast description. If you had a good time with me today, and I'm always a good time, please make sure you do subscribe so you don't miss out on a single riveting story from the craziest gal in all of the Wild West. Also, don't forget to share my podcast with your other inappropriate friends. And I will see you later.